Welcome to this hour of Standard Time here on 90.5 WICN. I'm Tom Lucci. We just heard Largo Desolato from the Yoko Miwa Trio's ninth album, Songs of Joy, on the Ubuntu Music label. Songs of Joy has just come out to international acclaim and is rocketing up the national jazz charts. Yoko has been a great friend to us at WICN over the years, and we've been thrilled to see your career take off. I had the pleasure to talk with Yoko Miwa the other day about how Songs of Joy took shape during this pandemic, the stories behind some of the wonderful tunes on it, and what's ahead. So here's our conversation, and we'll hear more selections from Sounds of Joy along the way. So Songs of Joy actually took shape, and you recorded it and was released during this pandemic. There's a story on the process. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. You know, beginning of last year, I signed worldwide management contract with Elora Management, which is run by Laura Hesse-Jamal. Laura is Ahmad Jamal's wife, one of my heroes. So, and also I signed a recording contract with Ubuntu Music record label in the UK. Mm-hmm. And so we were planning to release album last year, November. So the plan was going to studio in April, but of course we had to postpone 1 month later. No, not yet. 1 month later, we can't still go into the studio yet. So finally we went to studio in July. We usually play together all the time, right? I have, you know, steady gigs weekend, and we perform all the time together. So I usually have chance to play a bunch of new songs before I go to studio to record all the, you know, new material. But this time we didn't have a chance to play together at all. Basically, I stopped performing middle of March. So 4 months not playing together and going to the studio with new material. Some of them we already playing, but I wrote a lot of songs, 5 new original songs. So that was very interesting, you know, very different process we did. But actually a little bit nervous not playing 4 months together, also going to studio in a situation, and we had to be careful and wearing mask whole time. So this is this is the first album I recorded with mask on. But all the stuff, I just worried a lot of stuff. But as soon as I play with my trio, I was so happy to be together again, playing music together again. So I was just in heaven playing with, you know, songs, and we had a great time.
It sounds it. And this is the same studio you've been to before, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And the sound is fantastic.
Wellspring Studio in Acton. Oh, Matt Hayes, my favorite.
How would you say your music has developed in the time? Because Keep Talking came out, just a couple of years ago?
2020, yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'm always looking for some new songs to play or trying to compose all the time. But especially, you know, we perform all the time, usually. You know, so we have to have something new all the time. So I keep working on it. But this time was a little bit different because so pandemic started, I wanted to do something different, something I can do using all the free time. And I started practicing different stuff I usually don't, or started practicing classical music again. But one thing I just wanted to do was I wanted to compose one song a day. So, which is, you know, it's it's not an easy thing to do, but I just decided, okay, I won't spend too much time, but I'm going to just sit down in the piano and then play something and write down or record something. So, you know, usually you're very critical if you listen to it, like, oh, I don't like it. And the next day, I don't like it. But if you just let it go, just every day I play it. And I actually found, you know, songs I like. So 5 songs that's I record in this album.
And there is a story behind each of these songs, the 11 songs on this album. And I want to ask you about a few of them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I want to ask you about one of the original tunes on the album, The Rainbirds.
Rainbirds?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like that song? So this is one of the songs I composed, you know, everyday thing. So I was thinking something, okay, I want to play something happy and maybe Latin-ish. And somehow I was thinking about Kenny Barron's approach, his composition styles, that kind of stuff. So then this song just came up. Just one time through, I just played it, you know. I didn't change too much after that.
He is a great composer.
Oh, I know. I love his style too.
That's the Rainbirds from the Yoko Miwa Trio and their latest album, Songs of Joy. This is Standard Time at 90.5. I'm Tom Lucci. We're talking with Yoko Miwa this hour about Songs of Joy. I asked her about the tune Song of Joy that seemed to be the title track on the album.
Actually, it's not really the title song. It's a song of joy. That's by Billy Preston. And my album's title is Songs of Joy. So I know this is a little bit confusing, but so Songs of Joy came from actually the songs in my album filled with joy. That's my manager, Laura, when she listened to the whole recording, she said, I hear joy from this recording. And then we all agreed and like, okay, and we work on the, you know, album title. Actually, she came up with the Songs of Joy. But yeah, so you say Song of Joy by Billy Preston. I was introduced to this song by legendary jazz vocalist Sheila Jordan. My trio play with her every year now. So she sang this song last time we played with her. She used this song as an introduction to the next song. The way she sang was so beautiful. Actually, I didn't know this song, and I really wanted to listen to the original the person is playing, and I fell in love with the song right away. Actually, you know, the way he played, so I didn't want to change too much the way he played it, but of course I arranged a little bit, but I love this song so much. Such a beautiful song.
Yeah, not what you think of from Billy Preston either, you know. You think of him being very upbeat. It's quite a reflective,
yeah,
a deep kind of joy. Not,
yeah, that's right. Deep.
Another song, an original, totally different and very profound, is The Lonely Hours.
Yes. I dedicated this song to my father, who passed away during the pandemic. He had Alzheimer's for a while, and we knew he won't live too long, you know. So, but I wanted to go home to see him, and I was hoping I can. But pandemic started, and actually, even my family couldn't be with him. The last, like, 2 weeks, the hospital said, like, you know, nobody can come in the hospital anymore. So we will call you if something happens. So when they called my mom, that was the time he passed away. It was really sad, you know, for all of us.
So many of us have gone through that.
Yes, I know, right?
And it just captured that feeling. I'm Tom Lucci. This is Standard Time here at 90.5. And this afternoon, we're speaking with pianist Yoko Miwa about her new album Songs of Joy on the Ubuntu Music label. I asked Yoko about a tune that really caught my eye when I saw it on the track listing. Before we go on, I just want to make sure that people know it's Songs of Joy by Yoko Miwa Trio on Ubuntu Music. And where's a good place to get it?
Amazon, you can buy a physical CD, of course, digital, but Spotify, also Apple Music, most of the people download these days, or you have, you know, or Tidal, you know, all platforms.
Easy to find.
Yes.
I want to ask you about, and this is a song that I was totally knocked out that you put this song on the album. And it's the last track on there called Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
Oh, so actually we've been playing this song, but it's not every day song. It's like kind of special song, so we didn't play that much. But we wanted to feature one of our bass players, Brad Barrett. He's a expert of playing, you know, bow, alto. And actually, we've been doing like the last song of the album. We're putting the song with Brad. He, you know, he plays one song, and then it's kind of becoming like our tradition or something. And like this song was perfect for Brad playing, and I wanted to put something different as always. Actually, he nailed it. He played beautifully, and usually in the live setting he can just play the melody because, you know, he's only bass player and I play the other parts. But in the studio he actually overdubbed his bass line, which made it even more full sound. Probably nobody really realized what happened in there. And then he actually I asked him to play some improvisation, like a solo on top of my solo in the last very ending part. And okay, he's like, okay. And he played great. I think it was just a one take and he nailed it. So we're very happy with that recording.
Do you know the song just as a
Led Zeppelin? Yeah.
It is. But I was a teenager in the late 60s and there were other versions of that song before I really loved.
Wow.
They're kind of obscure.
Yeah.
But nice thing that you get songs that people who aren't necessarily jazz remember and relate to. It's a great album. It's a great selection of tunes, a range of emotions, and you nailed it. And I hope it.
Yeah.
I hope it's very successful.
I know. Today, I just got the news from a radio promoter. Radio promotion just started, and we went up to 28 from 100 something, you know, just to.
You got the.
Yeah.
Starts with a bullet.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Before the pandemic, you had a very busy gig schedule.
Yes.
We missed Friday nights at the Monkfish.
Yes.
And do you have any indication like what, where and how, when?
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, we were supposed to be performing at the Dizzy's, Lincoln Center, New York and Birdland, all the gigs are like Washington, D.C., National Mall. You know, all the gigs were lined up and we're supposed to be touring Europe for the CD release in November. So it's all postponed and I'm very disappointed, just trying to be positive. But so right now something happening is in March 20th. It's going to be a East Coast Virtual Jazz Festival. And yes, and I'm going to be part of it. Blues Alley in Washington, D.C., they are representing me, sponsored by Japan Embassy. We're going to be, because it's a virtual, so we're going to studio next week and recording the show, basically. And but this recording show is going to be played again by what is it? International Jazz Day, which happens, yeah, April 30th in partnership with the Herbie Hancock Institute. So I'm very, very excited. And yeah, so we're going to study next week.
So stay tuned for more.
Yes.
And hopefully by summer, we'll start having people normally come in, festivals.
Yeah.
And
I hope so. Something out the door.
In the meantime, Komiwa, Songs of Joy. It is out there now for you. We'll be spinning it plenty on UICN. You could hear it on streaming services. You can buy it from your usual sources for these things.
Yeah, please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yes, yokomiwa.com. And Facebook is Yoko Miwa. Please follow me, Yoko Miwa Trio page.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Tom. That was wonderful. I really enjoyed talking to you. You are the best.